beautiful sisters today. If you could just tell me your names, please.
Kholiswa Fokwana.
Lindi Fokwana.
Andisiwe Fokwana.
And if I could ask you, where did you guys grow up?
Okay, I grew up in Queenstown, which is, I was born in here in Johannesburg, but I grew up in Queenstown with my great-grandmother and my sisters and my aunts and everybody, and it's a place called Eqoqodala.
Yeah. And what do you remember about growing up in that part of South Africa?
I remember that in my years of growing up, there was still a struggle of whites being not liking blacks, but we used to just ignore everything and face what we wanted to do as blacks, loving our own persons and just being proud of who we are.
And when you were children, do you remember any games that you used to play or where you used to play? Did you play in your yard? Did you play in the streets?
Yeah, I do. There was Uplektoti, which is these two played around the streets and built tins. And there was Uputa, played with stones, rambling around with stones. And there was Ukap, playing with the rope and everything, yeah.
And where did you play these games?
Around the streets, yeah.
And then when it was time to come home after you'd finished playing, what did your grandmothers used to do to get you back into the house?
Eventually, they have to call us outside. If we don't want to, they would leave us, right? And then when you go back into the house, you just hear a shoot behind your head. Yeah, that's what I remember.
And when did you come back to Johannesburg?
I came back to Johannesburg in 2000, yeah. I came back to Johannesburg to do my schooling and everything. Yeah.
And if you could choose where to live, where would you rather live? Johannesburg or Queenstown?
Queenstown.
Why?
Because I grew up there, things are not that hard like it is here in Johannesburg. Because here in Johannesburg you just get people like looking at you, all the frowning faces, saying some things about you and commenting badly, because rather in Queenstown you're just free with everyone, you know some of the people, they speak the same language as you do. Yeah.
And if I were to ask you what you think that your culture and your heritage are, what would your answer be?
My answer would be that my culture, it's a very beautiful culture. It's a Xhosa culture, it's beautiful, it's colorful, it's got nice and perfect rules for everyone, and it's understanding.
Yeah. And you said it's got rules for everyone. If you could just explain to people who aren't familiar with Xhosa culture what that means.
It means that, let's say for example, a girl, right? If you're a girl, you're not allowed to, before you reach a certain age, you're not allowed to just hang out with anyone that you want to be of who you are. Just be yourself and keep quiet and keep all oomph.
So, I have a question for you. When you were young girls, when you were children, did you sing any traditional Xhosa songs?
Yeah, we did.
Could you sing it for me?
Yeah.
All together now.
What is it? It was Dizele, 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 Dizela Matuta. Dizele, Dizele, Dizela Matuta. Divela Kona, Inyaus Nota.
I'm not sure if I even want to ask what that means. What does it mean? What's the translation?
I'm a mother and I've got children, and why don't you get married? I'm from there. My feet have got mold. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's fantastic. Thank you so much. That's great. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you.